USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
One person is in custody after a shooting at a synagogue in San Diego County, California, that left at least one person dead and three injured. Synagogue member Minu Anvari has a message for those who would hurt her.
One message from all of us, from our congregation, that we are standing together, we are getting stronger. Never again, you can't break us. We are strong. You can't break us. We all are together.
The shooting in Poway comes on the last day of Passover. Skipping the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight for the third time, President Donald Trump will be at his own campaign rally in Wisconsin tonight. Melanie Zavona with Politico expects him to touch on several topics.
He's going to be talking about Mueller. He's going to be talking about Biden. I also think he's going to be talking about the media. He's really ramped up his attacks on the media. Of course, this rally comes at the same time as the White House Correspondents' Dinner. He ordered his officials not to attend, so I'm sure we will hear some jabs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The first organ delivered via drone was transplanted into a patient suffering from kidney failure at the University of Maryland Medical Center. Dr. Joseph Scalia, the surgeon who performed the operation, on the risks of delivering human organs in drones.
There are risks with transportation of even commercial and traditional aircraft as well. There will be some risks here too, but now we're just moving the organ. We won't be losing provider lives, if there's risk to the drone itself.
He's been frustrated by the slow pace of commercial flights and the high cost of charters. California State University's campus in Long Beach ditching its longtime mascot amid accusations of racism and officially moving to pick either a new symbol or have no mascot. The university ditched its Prospector Pete character in September after criticism it was offensive to indigenous people. And the New York Times Opinion issued a statement regarding a political cartoon of President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as his guide dog, with the star of David Collar leading the president, shown wearing a skullcap. The Times says the image was offensive and it was an error of judgment to publish it. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters is blasting a federal judge's decision to release a Coast Guard officer who's accused of plotting domestic terrorism. USA's Wendy King reports.
He's agreed to release Christopher Hassan after his public defender argued the government couldn't keep detaining him because he hasn't been charged in any terrorism-related counts. Hassan, allegedly a white supremacist, pleaded not guilty to gun and drug charges. Investigators also found a hit list in his home that included Waters, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as well as anchors from CNN and MSNBC. Waters says there's no credible justification to allow someone clearly as dangerous as Hassan to go free while awaiting trial.
Britain's Prince William has visited a mosque in New Zealand where 42 people were killed in March, saying the forces of love will always prevail over the forces of hate.
On the map, New Zealand made it like an isolated land. But in the weeks that followed the 15th of March, the moral compass of the world was centered here in Christchurch. You showed the way we must respond to hate with love.
Authorities charged a 28-year-old Australian man on 50 counts of murder. Former Vice President Joe Biden's new press secretary previously worked as the communications director for NBC News. T.J. Ducklow had worked there since March of 2018 before joining the Biden team this month. Prior to that, he held similar posts with Bloomberg Politics, Viacom, and the Motion Pictures Association of America. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.